The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara bringing you an eco postcard. Each week I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful earth. Troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere and uplifting stories of restoration and building a better future. I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. So, upcoming events, I do want to tell you about a talk by Jim Salinger, who is one of New Zealand's premier climate scientists and is also New Zealander of the Year for this year. And Jim Salinger is giving a webinar on Wednesday, July the 10th. Very sorry if you're listening to this on Saturday. And it's called Climate Check 2024, because he's going to bring us up to date on climate science, which is constantly changing, of course. And I think will be a very valuable addition to our understanding of things. So that will be at 7 p.m. July 10th. And to register for that, go to the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website. Okay. Our first item tonight has to do with party plastics. We do have a good number of items on plastics in general, but it's very interesting to come across actions to actually deal with this. So Byron Shire Council on the east coast of Australia has banned balloons and other single-use decorations in all its council buildings and outdoor areas to protect wildlife and waterways. And that includes helium balloons, latex water balloons, glitter, confetti, streamers, glow sticks, party poppers, whatever they are, and tinsel. And the mayor, Michael Lyon, said that this is being done for good reasons. He said, "We know that balloons are one of the most lethal types of debris impacting Australian seabirds and other marine life, including turtles, who eat burst balloons because they look like jellyfish." So this is the first stage of a new single-use packaging and materials policy that came into effect earlier this year. And because these things are ending up in oceans and waterways and injuring marine life, the community apparently supports this ban and sees it as the right thing to do. And good on them, I think. It's lovely to have decorations for parties, but we can certainly do that without using plastics. Okay, on to something completely different, and that is that while New Zealand has postponed action on emissions from ruminant animals, cattle and sheep particularly, and put it off for more years, Denmark has made decisive action. There's been an agreement forged between farmers, industry, politicians, and environmental groups in Denmark to introduce an effective tax per ton of greenhouse gas pollution from livestock in 2030. Now, this now is the world's first emissions tax on agriculture. I had a look at what it might be in New Zealand dollars, and it's pretty low. It's $29 per ton of greenhouse gas pollution from livestock. And the plan is for it to rise after 2030. And they're going to pool the revenues, at least for the first years, for a fund to support the livestock industry's green transition. Comment by Professor Mark Howden, Director of the Institute for Climate, Energy and Disaster Solutions at the Australian National University. He said the world can no longer afford to ignore emissions from the agri-food sector. The solutions need to make a significant cut in agriculture's climate footprint, and they already exist. But financial incentives like the Danish tax could assist them being implemented at scale. And in noting this item of the action Denmark has taken on its own substantial livestock industry, we note that more than half of New Zealand emissions come from that source, livestock. Okay, my last note today is about a book that I've been reading. Because I will introduce Jim Salinger at that July the 10th webinar that I mentioned, I thought I would have a look at some of his previous work. And borrowed a book that is relatively old. It's more than 10 years old, called Living in a Warmer World, How a Changing Climate Will Affect Our Lives. And Jim Salinger has edited this book, which I found, to an interesting degree, very valuable. It seemed to me like a foundation for working out what we have to adapt to. Of course, the more we mitigate, the less we'll have to adapt. So a lot of emphasis needs to be placed on reducing emissions. But in this book, the authors, brought together by Jim Salinger, describe just how climate change will affect many sectors of nature and human life. And I think it's a kind of foundational stuff for understanding where we are and what we have to do. So the authors talk about some areas where no amount of adaptation is likely to help, such as the impact on biodiversity and on coral reefs. But in other areas, we have to think about the impact on insects, particularly beneficial insects, and how, if at all, we can adapt to the loss of pollinating insects. We will have to consider what will happen to our water resources, and by we, in this case, I mean somewhat globally, although the book is centered on New Zealand. Of course, rising sea level, but areas that we think about rather less, such as lower yields in grain production, particularly wheat, whose yield will lower under high temperature, low water conditions, impact on livestock and fisheries, the health issues of managing heat waves and the spread of new infectious diseases. All of this is carefully, Jim Salinger has got the best science available in his catalogue of authors, and I recommend the book to you. You're very likely to find it in your library, or they will get it for you. I'll just say the name again, Living in a Warmer World. Subtitle, How a Changing Climate Will Affect Our Lives. And Jim Salinger is the author. Okay, that's it for today. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is Monday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.